Hi, this is Jim Robbins, author of Recover Your Good Heart, and you are listening to the audio post version of my recent blog post titled, Why Giving Children or Anyone Else Consequences Doesn't Work. Here's a statement of a mother to her young son. If you don't pick up your toys, you'll lose a privilege. I warned you that there would be consequences. Now let's translate that. If you don't meet my expectations, pain will follow. I will either remove something from you or do something to you. Most of us were brought up under a compliance model. Just get kids to behave. Give them consequences if they don't meet your expectations. Yes, there are natural outcomes to our choices. Relationships don't do well where there isn't mutual respect, including from child to parent. However, the carrot and stick, or reward and punishment, model doesn't work. Note, rewarding a child in order to get good behavior has also shown to shortchange genuine transformation in the long run. In fact, research indicates that if you insist on punishing or rewarding kids for their behavior, you'll end up with a worse kid in the long run. Remember, true transformation is measured in years, not minutes. Giving warnings and consequences didn't even work for God. Here are some statements from Leviticus and its surrounding Israelites' obligation to keep the law, keep the rules, meet expectations. If after all this you will not listen to me, says God, I will punish you for your sins. And then another statement ends with, as your sins deserve. And yet another one in Leviticus 26 says, they will pay for their sins because they rejected my laws. Notice those statements. If you don't do this, you will be punished, as your sins deserve. In other words, consequences for sin. They will pay for their sins because they didn't meet expectations. Did God's warnings that consequences would follow produce heart change in his people? No, and he knew that it wouldn't. They still went ahead and did what he warned them not to. Why? Pressure to comply and the threat of consequences that accompany that will never produce the actual change we really want for our kids or anyone. Being intrinsically, in other words, self-motivated to love well, is far superior to being threatened into acting like you care about others. So what's the alternative? Connection. Put the heart first. Here's another post I wrote that gives you some concrete suggestions. And that post is called Parenting Where the Heart Comes First. And you can see that link on my blog post. If you want to learn more about what it means to live from a good and noble heart, instead of compliance, instead of under the threat of consequences, you can go to my website, thegoodandnobleheart.com.